Wyoming through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic bazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Sonic Frontiers, Disc 5. Hello everybody, welcome one and all to another great episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, and baby, I was born this way. Disc 5 of Sonic Frontiers. Wow, can you believe it? We're two episodes left of the Strictly Sonic Show, today's episode and next week. Next week's the grand finale, make sure you're here for it, but you're here now, so let's talk about today. Fifth disc, still on Chaos Island. A lot of the tracks today are going to be centered around what happens on Chaos Island. The cutscenes that are with them, and a very brief look at Rhea Island, which means that Disc 6 will be focused largely on Aronos. So that's what you got coming up. I got 28 tracks for you today. You already heard the first one, that was Chaos Island 4th MVT, so 27 are left. And I've got your first music block queued up for you, A Right Meow. So let's jump right into it, man. I don't really need much more of an introduction than that. I mean, you've been following me for the past 4 weeks with this OST, so you know what we're doing, and you know when it came out. Let's just go. All right, here's your block. Stay tuned. Music ahoy. Welcome back, y'all. That's your first breakdown. 7 tracks out of the way. You're down to 20 for the rest of this disc. Guardian Fortress, Cyberspace 3-4 Constructure, Cutscene Resolution to Sage, Cutscene EQ, Chaos Island 5th MVT, Cyberspace 3-5 BMB, and Quest Bridge the Gap. So 20 tracks left. A lot are cutscenes, so today might actually go quicker than we think. Like, here, I'll count them out right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 of the remaining 20 tracks are all cutscene tracks. So, and the bulk of those are under a minute long. So we'll see what today's like. Also, I think I went over the story of Chaos Island last week, didn't I? Let's see. I don't think I stopped short, did I? Oh, yeah, I did. I think I did. Yeah, okay, so I think we're going to talk trivia today, because I feel pretty confident that I did the plot synopsis for, the whole plot synopsis for Chaos last week. I asked the voices leading Emery's possibility of disaster, simply stop them if that's the case. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I mentioned all that. The Ark, Neo Metal Sonic, yeah. Okay, yeah, so, points of trivia today, and tomorrow, next week will be Aronos. Ooh, points of... Maybe I'll just go over all these today. Why not? This will be trivia day. That makes sense. Okay. I think I mentioned this one in the second episode. Yeah. Well, all right. Let's go over all the points again, because I don't remember if I did or didn't. I feel pretty strongly that I did, but let's talk about this. Did you know that Sonic Frontiers is the first game in the Sonic series to be localized in Brazilian Portuguese, Korean, Simplified Chinese, and Traditional Chinese, though this is in subtitles only. In the teaser, there's metadata referencing files used in production of the video, including multiple mentions of Sonic Rangers, suggesting this was the working title or code name for the game. Same name was also mentioned in a press release by Sega, although they later claimed it was due to the press release being an older version. Morio Kishimoto would later confirm that the name was a development code for name for Sonic Frontiers, which was created prior to him taking over as the game's director, leading to a major shift in the intended content of the game. As such, the title Sonic Rangers was changed due to it not relating to the intended direction for the game. The song used in the launch trailer and in the live-action TV spot is Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, making the second time this song is used in Sonic media. The first was used in the Sonic film by Paramount Pictures. The Xbox version of the announcement trailer contains subtitles that attribute the then-unknown voice to Amy, referring to Amy Rose, who is revealed to be the voice from the trailer in the final game. However, later in this week on Xbox, it's called Ghostly Voice. Shortly after the trailer, Sonic's Japanese voice actor confirmed on Twitter that the mysterious voice belonged to Amy before quickly deleting the tweet. It was further revealed that the voice was indeed that of Amy Rose. The Japanese slogan for this game is, "If you don't keep running, you will not reach the thought." And Sonic Frontiers is the first mainline Sonic game since Sonic Lost World to not share identical box art between the Eastern and Western releases of the game. I'll stop there, because there's not a super large amount of trivia on this page here, so... Okay, actually, I might be able to talk a little bit about Rhea Island on this, too. I gotta see what the pages look like. Alright, let me queue up a bumper and queue up the next block, which might be bigger than the last one, or it might be smaller. I don't know, I haven't decided. That goes there, and what's next? This goes here. Oh, yikes, most of the cutscenes are at the end. That figures. Okay, that there. That there. Wait, that's, yep, okay. This here. Where'd it go? Oh, yep, right there. Alright, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, out of 20. Alright, cool. Next block, stick around.
The rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog. You're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
Na 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 na
Ooh, all right, welcome back, everybody. Hey, sorry about that if you're listening live. I had a brief power outage here, but it didn't take long for the flizzer to kick over and bring us back up. Thank God for those systems. 40-second service interruption. Can't beat that. All right, hey, that break, you heard... what did you hear? You heard Chaos Island 6th MVT, Cutscene Heart and Soul, Chaos Island 7th MVT, Cyberspace 3-6, Enjoy This World, and Island Mystery Pinball. 15 tracks for your left, 12 of them are cutscenes. So I might just make this a mega block. Yeah, I probably will, because there's some good stuff in here, and then after the good stuff, the rest is just cutscenes until the next disc. There we go. I got stuck for a second. So let's round out this trivia, and then I will play the rest of the music, and everybody will have their day back. Did you know that... let's see, I said that one already. Hold on. There we go. Did you know that Sonic Frontiers is the second game to have its script localized from English to Japanese, with the first being Sonic Lost World? Both Styx the Badger and Tangle the Lemur are referenced in-game, making this their first mentions of their modern counterparts in the mainline games. However, Styx goes unmentioned in the Japanese version. The events of this game may influence the events of the IDW Sonic the Hedgehog series, according to Ian Flynn and Evan Stanley. Sonic Frontiers will inform future events in the comics, but that these events will not show up immediately. However, as of November 2022, there are no plans by the IDW writers to directly adapt the game or do a follow-up story. Despite being advertised as such, Sonic Frontiers is not the first game to delve into the Chaos Emerald's origins, as Sonic Rush already delved into the Chaos Emerald, into how the Emeralds are tied into the state of the universe. According to Famitsu interview with Kishimoto, the story of Sonic Frontiers is intended to be a Reiwa-era seinen, as opposed to a Hasai-era shonen action in similar vein to Dragon Ball Z and One Piece. What? Alright, I have to look up what that means in similar vein to Dragon Ball Z and One Piece. But, hey, I mean, I always said that that Sonic's been borrowing idea from Dragon Ball Z for years, so I'm totally cool if they continue to do that. According to director Morio Kishimoto, the plot of Sonic Frontiers, specifically the final battle against the end, is inspired by the Japanese folktale Rabbit in the Moon. Sonic Frontiers is the fifth 3D mainline Sonic game to utilize Boost Formula, following Sonic Unleashed, Colors, Generations, and Forces. Sonic Frontiers is the eighth Sonic game where Sonic teams up with Dr. Eggman to defeat the bigger threats. The others are Sonic Adventure 2, Heroes, Advance 3, Shadow the Hedgehog, Sonic 06, Sonic Chronicles the Dark Brotherhood, and Sonic Lost World. Frontiers is the second mainline Sonic game since Sonic Heroes in which Eggman is not directly fought by the player. Frontiers has two separate endings depending on the difficulty selected. In easy or normal difficulty, the player fights Supreme and then defeats the end with some quick time events. In hard or extreme difficulty, Supreme is still fought, however this time the player fights the end in a similar manner to the shoot-em-up levels played earlier in the game. After depleting the end's health bar, the quick time events remain the same. The theme song heard during the credits additionally changes between endings. If the game is beaten on easy or normal, the theme played is Vandalized by One OK Rock. If the game is beaten on hard or extreme, the theme played is One Way Dream by Nathan Sharp. Oh, that name sounds familiar. I'm pretty sure that is... Hold on, confirming. Yes, it is! Nate wants to battle! So, One Way Dream... If you're... beat the game, I'm going to repeat that. If you beat the game on hard or extreme, the song One Way Dream is played by Nate Wants to Battle. Or Give Heart Records. I don't think he's going by Nate Wants to Battle anymore. That's cool. I have to look into that. And finally, Sonic Frontiers marks the longest hiatus gap in the mainline Sonic series between it and its predecessor's release date, being exactly 5 years and 1 day. All right. Mega block of music, and then that's it for today. Let's see. Where are we? We are right here. Okay. I'll cue up this other bumper because I won't use it otherwise. Did I use that one or did I? Yeah, okay. Well, whatever. I don't remember. Okay, here we go. See you when this is over.
Guiding you through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
Will the world know your name? go, it's the end of the show. Hear them, they're calling your name. Cause in the end, it's you and your friends. You'll find your flame.
We'll be right back.
All right, folks, that's the entirety of Disc 5. There were 15 tracks that block. Let's read them out. Cyberspace 3-7 All Reality, Titan Knight, Find Your Flame, Cutscene, Last Ordeal, Cutscene, The Six Wedges, Rhea Island, and then the last 12 tracks were all cutscenes, and they were Chaos Engine, Fallen Ancestral Star, Inextinguishable Doubt, The Will of the Emeralds, The Beginning of the End, Titan Finale, Ceiling, The Lost Soul, and Time to Unite. Alright, so let's have a chat real quick. it's been a long road. And I sincerely thank you all for listening this whole time. Next week is the end. It's the finale. It's the sixth and final disc to Sonic Frontiers. And it is the last episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. Yep, the last. That's it. No more. I told you guys when I started the show a couple years ago that it had an expiration date. And we're upon it. We're out of games. So, I've got some things I'd like to say next week, and I'd really appreciate it if you were there to hear them. So, make sure you're here next week, same time, same place, well, maybe on time next week, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard, or Eastern Daylight. We're not doing Eastern Daylight right now, right? Oh yeah, did we do Fallback yet? I don't remember. 5 p.m. Eastern, and that'll be the last episode, and I will tie a nice pretty bow on this entire show. Alright, that's it. I will see everybody then next week. Thank you all for listening. I've been your host, That Dude with the Chaos Emerald, see you around 10:19, saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye!